Barbar, Akabo, Jambo, and hello again, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwei. We bring you weekly updates and recaps of some of the most significant crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent and sometimes from across the globe. I, of course, am Miss Purple.
And I'm Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa. Now, if you haven't already, remember to subscribe, share the episode with a friend or a colleague to keep them in the loop. And if you have the time, please do leave a comment so we know the kind of content you want to continue to see and hear. Without much further ado, we're going to get straight into the markets for the week.
Well, the cryptocurrencies seem to be doing pretty averagely okay. Bitcoin has, however, slumped from its previous 30K plus mark high to $29,327.21 as of today. Ethereum currently sits at $8,848.04 as of today. Optimism token currently sits at $1.55. The Matic token currently sits at $0.6811. And the Bank token currently sits at $0.004525. So I feel like these have remained, their values have mostly resonated around the same same marks for Bitcoin between the 29K and 30K mark, for Ethereum between the 18 to 1900 mark, for Optimism between the $1 to $2 mark, and well, Matic is still below the $1 mark. Hopefully the market turns around and these go back to their all-time highs. That is just... I wouldn't say it's misplaced optimism. It's possible that that happens, but there's no guarantee on that. And again, as we would always say, the values of these cryptocurrencies on the open market do not actually reflect their real life use cases or impact. So if you're somebody who is willing to be very involved in the blockchain space, just it would do you a lot of good to just like take your eyes off what the market values are saying and just focus on what good, what change you can bring about with any of these projects.
Hi, completely. Well, maybe not completely, but I do agree with what you say that, you know, sometimes it's important to remember the grand mission outside of the how expensive or how affordable things are, because sometimes we tend to get bogged down by those numbers. But getting straight into our national currencies, we're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is currently at 11.20 cedis to the dollar, up from last week's 11.35 cedis to the dollar. The Nigerian naira is currently at 769.20 naira to the dollar, up from last week's 776.50 naira to the dollar. That is an insane number. The Lesotho Luti and South African Rand are currently at 18.95 Rand to the dollar, down from last week's 18.11 Rand and Luti to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is currently at 142.58 shilling to the dollar, down from last week's 141.85 shillings to the dollar. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc is currently at 598.26 franc to the dollar, down from last week's 483.15 franc to the dollar. None of these numbers are encouraging. Well, it's not as bad as it was. Let me say that it has been a while that it was, you know, it's kind of moving in the upward direction, but it's not to say that this is the best it has ever been, because it is not. And I'm talking, you know, generalizing in terms of the African continent here. With that, we're going to get straight into the news headlines for the week, starting off in Nigeria, where the Nigerian Trade Association asks the government to ban Binance.
In recent months, Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency company, has come under fire from the Nigerian authorities discussing regulatory measures. Very recently, the Association of Bureau de Change Operators of Nigeria, APCON, has called on the Nigerian government to ban the activities of Binance within Nigeria. The investor and exporters window, as well as the parallel market, have increasingly come to rely on Binance trading as their focal point. Now, this premise, of course, threatens the power of the local Bureau de Change Association over currency trading and the parallel market. The president of the association, Alhaji Aminu Gwadabe, cited that the association considers Binance as a significant contributor to the pressure on the Naira. The general pessimism of speculators towards the Naira has caused it to reach new lows in recent days. I think as of yesterday, the Naira now trades for about 930 Naira to the dollar on the parallel market. That is very, very discouraging. Now, he further highlighted that with an astounding 1.2 million transactions consummated on the platform every second, given the platform's significant influence over the parallel market, this obviously creates a path for, well, will I say, unlimited liquidity for exchange. The Securities and Exchange Commission of Nigeria had earlier issued a warning to domestic investors on the 20th of July about dealing with Binance. And before that, the SEC had also said that Binance lacked regulatory clearance to operate within Nigeria. So again, personally, I would say this, that it's been very long, maybe at least 2 years, since I'd had to go to any local Birudi change to change any money, not since I started using, you know, Binance and stablecoins and everything else. And I feel like it just makes it so much easier knowing that you can buy or sell any currency, US dollars or the pound or the euro or whatever currency you want to trade online without having to actually go anywhere. And now I feel like most traders these days use Binance, and definitely Binance has a lot of power at this point, especially when it comes to, you know, trading and the parallel market. And I'm not sure that the local Birudi Change Association likes that, because that obviously robs them of some power. But all in all, I feel like what would be very progressive to do would be to find a way to see how they could tap into that potential that Binance is offering traders and, you know, make the most of it rather than trying to cut it down. But then again, I feel like Binance to me is possibly the most useful crypto tool I have, definitely, of course, along with my MetaMask, and I would hate to see it go anywhere. So yes, this is a subtle plea to APCON and to the Nigerian government to let Binance be. And moving on to the next headline, Nigeria adopts blockchain to fight certificate fraud.
The rising incidence of certificate fraud is a problem which the Nigerian government is now looking to solve with blockchain technology. Nigeria has announced its plans to incorporate blockchain technology into the country's National Youth Service Corps, that is the NYSC credential issuance and verification processes, through the National Information Technology Development Agency, that is the NITDA or NITDA, if you want to call it that. The NITDA intends to achieve this through a partnership with the Blockchain Association of Nigeria, that is CBAN, with initial discussions for this at the Stakeholders Policy Dialogue, a conference held with the purpose of helping develop a working national blockchain policy. The Director General of NITDA, Kashifu Inua Abdullahi, says the agency has recognized the need for a blockchain-based system to authenticate certificates. He's confident that using it for certificate issuance will be a key to opening up the blockchain technology's many, many potential applications. I have to say, I find this to be extremely exciting. I am not Nigerian, and no, we don't have a similar program. But I think in general, having certification and hopefully, you know, licenses and all other official documents be on the blockchain could do so much for people. You know, there are people who are trying to run away from the fact that other people will steal a specific piece of paper and your life is over because somebody stole your certificate or because somebody stole the proof that your lease or something else that is extremely, extremely important to you. So kudos to Nigeria for doing this. I'm always confused though, because sometimes Nigeria does something that is so extremely mind-blowingly exciting and forward-thinking. And then of course, on the other hand, you know, people want to ban Binance. But again, I'm not on the ground, so I do not know exactly what it's like to be there. And when you're in certain offices, you have really, really big decisions to make. And I cannot imagine what that is like. But I think this is exciting. Moving on to our next headline for the week, Cardano spearheads blockchain technology in Africa through its Mithril expansion.
Cardano continues to invest in Africa's technological future because it is optimistic about the possibilities of blockchain technology on the continent. Now, via a recent announcement, Cardano has unveiled plans to groom smart contract engineers in countries across Africa, starting with Kenya. Now, this two-month training is more than just a basic introduction to blockchain, and is organized by the African Blockchain Center. The selected candidates will get the chance to interact with top subject matter experts, and trainees will be taught practical Haskell programming and the development of smart contracts using Mithril. Now, Cardano's most recent collaboration to increase access to blockchain technology in Kenya is proof of the company's dedication to educating and training a new generation of blockchain developers in Africa. Again, it's always very exciting to see many, you know, very large international companies placing good focus on Africa. You know, there's good potential here. There are people who are willing to learn. There's a very large pool for labor. There's a large pool for talent. And I feel like it's really good and also really advantageous to the continent that these investors, these speculators, or as I would call them, are able to recognize that potential and are willing to make a bet on Africa and on Africans. Moving on to the next headline. Crypto has the highest biometric fraud rates of all, reveals a 2023 report by Smile ID.
The State of KYC in Africa, a 2023 H1 research report recently published by Smile ID, which is the top KYC and identification platform in Africa, exposes the ongoing issue of fraud in the cryptocurrency field. Now, according to Smile ID, the crypto industry in Africa has the highest fraud rates in any sector. In the first half of 2023, there was a reported 23% drop in fraudulent KYC efforts. The three national IDs of Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa were the most frequently misused among the numerous IDs that fraudsters targeted. Using lost or stolen IDs for KYC throughout the onboarding process was the main method that fraudsters tended to use. Identity theft happens to be a major culprit in this new wave of theft, hence the need for people at all levels to master the art of keeping their identity safe and protecting their data. I think it's crazy that people still do this in 2023, but the fact that there was a 23% drop in the first half of the year, but crypto is still the highest, also says a lot. It says that people will do the most ridiculous, most heinous things for money, which is an extreme concern that I think is a big problem for humanity. I can see the trend between Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa is that these are the more forward-thinking countries in that they have better access to a lot of these things. And perhaps more people are aware of the potential of crypto in these three countries. But that also, of course, poses a problem if people are not fully aware how to keep their identification and, you know, your keys, your wallet, your passport, your ID, whatever else. You need to keep that safe because that literally holds your life. It holds a lot of things, and it could close so many doors if one person decides to perform some extremely heinous activity and you end up being blacklisted in the worst way possible. So please take an extra step to making sure that all your valuable documents are kept as safe as possible. And if you do have to carry them with you outside, try to hold on to them as dearly as you possibly can, because once again, that is your life that you are holding. Moving on to our next headline for the week, Bundle Africa shuts down their exchange operations to focus on cashlink peer-to-peer services.
Now, I would say I was particularly shocked to find this out, that Bundle shut down. I mean, I know that Bundle pretty much existed before cashlink, if I'm correct. I think that's the sequence. And again, it's probably just a case of them wanting to merge the services since they are quite similar. Both of them have to do with, you know, moving money around. But again, this is just another victim of the whole folding up of companies. I mean, we had LaserPay a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, and now we have Bundle along with a number of others. And it's really sad to see many of these giants shut down. Now, in accordance with the shareholders' decision to restructure the company and concentrate on CashLink, Bundle on the 20th of July stated that it will stop operating its exchange services. Now, the company further stated that the decision was made by shareholders as a result of the community for Web3 and blockchain having grown and the necessity to concentrate on payment solutions that cater to the needs of the ecosystem. According to the released circular, all Bundle users are advised to pull out their assets from the platform latest by the 12th of September 2023, which means from today, people will have at least another month to do that. Users in the regions it operates within Africa, including Nigeria, Ghana, and Kenya, can transfer their cash from Bundle to any other exchange of their choosing. Nigerian customers have access to CashLink for Naira withdrawals and P2P Express for bank account transfers. Again, this is sad. I personally thought Bundle was doing really well. Again, I don't think they're shutting down because they're not doing really well. I'm just going to have to go with the wind of the shareholders' decision, which was also my first intuition when I heard about this, that they are definitely shutting Bundle down so they can focus more on CashLink. Moving on to the next headline. Over 10,000 South African retail outlets now accept Moomint crypto to cash vouchers.
Moomint, which is a Web3 marketplace, has introduced a blockchain wallet that enables South African citizens to buy gift cards with cryptocurrency or cash vouchers. Over 10,000 retail locations or retail outlets across the African nation accept this voucher as payment. The Moomint app may be used to send cross-border remittances in addition to payments for a fraction of the cost of typical money transfer services. Moomint CEO Aaron Posthumus says, and I quote, "The new South African crypto asset digital regulation is laying the groundwork to protect investors and consumers to make sure businesses are acting ethically in the space. And that is also unlocking this potential for us to use the technology for much cheaper transaction costs, transacting with one another without needing to go through a bank," end quote. Essentially, Moomint now allows you to convert your crypto into a cash voucher. You go to a store and you pay using your cash voucher. So essentially, it's as if you're paying using your crypto, because all you have is a voucher itself and not so much that you are withdrawing the crypto into cash. So the voucher acts as your, how do you say, proof of funds, essentially. And over 10,000 retail outlets allow you to use this particular voucher. I think that is insane, because not only is it 10,000 retail locations in South Africa or perhaps across the African continent, but it is also, I believe, just over 5,000 international retail outlets as well. So this is also for your typical stores such as Checkers, Woolworths, but then also your e-commerce store like Takealot. And I've also heard that a few sponsor shops will also be able to benefit from this if they also accept these crypto to cash vouchers. I think this is an insane thing to have, truly. It's moments like this when I say, yes, we're onto something, because this shows that if, as an individual, somebody sends you crypto, we all know receiving crypto takes a whole lot less time than it does when somebody sends you a bank transfer. Usually bank transfers take somewhere between a day to 2 days to heck, even a week. But if you send crypto, usually takes between a few seconds to maybe hours if there is something a bit iffy with, you know, maybe there is a lot of traffic going on, but at max, you are not going to take more than a day for you to send crypto. So if that's the case, that means that you no longer have people standing in really, really long lines for them to receive funds coming from people who are perhaps in a foreign country sending them the money that they need. You can then simply convert that crypto into a cash voucher and go to the store that you need to go to and purchase what you need simply using the cash voucher. There is no need for an ATM. There is no need for much else except for your Moomint app and, of course, being or qualifying for whatever services that Moomint is able to offer. They do this, I believe, through a partnership with another group or another company called One Voucher. So if you're interested in that, please, please, please be sure to do your research before you use the platform and make sure that you truly and fully understand what it is that you are being involved in and how exactly it works. Now, on to our next and final headline for this week, something that has been making the headlines all across the world. WorldCoin has been suspended in Kenya as thousands and thousands of people were queuing for free money.
I mean, like, I would always say, I wouldn't turn down free money. I don't think most people turn down free money. I think everybody wants free money for whatever reason. But WorldCoin has been told to halt adding new users after the Kenyan government issued an order due to data privacy concerns. Now, the CEO of WorldCoin is Sam Altman, a very popular person in the US tech space, in the global tech space. He is the founder and CEO of OpenAI, the organization behind ChatGPT, which is, well, well-known across the globe. Now, free currency tokens worth an equivalent of $49 or up to 39 euros are given to participants who consent to having their eyes scanned by WorldCoin for data collection purposes. The Kenyan government has urged its residents to be wary of this data collecting because it is yet to be known what exactly it is for. The Ministry of Interior has also begun an investigation into WorldCoin to determine its legitimacy and authenticity after voicing worries about how the biometric data was maintained, including the process for paying for the data and having so much data in the hands of a private corporation. Well, $49 in most currencies is quite significant. That is also about 39 euros. That is also somewhere in the range of 6,989 Kenyan shillings. I don't live in Kenya, but 6,900 sounds like a lot of shillings to spend, or at least a significant amount of shillings. So yes, the fact that they are paying people that much to get their eyeballs scanned, for me, it's quite suspicious, because why do you need that much retina information or eyeball information or something? And till now, I'm not sure what WorldCoin actually needs that information for. I mean, if the use case for what they needed all those scans for was very clear to the Kenyan government, they probably would not have banned it. So to me, it seems sketchy. Not sketchy in a bad way, like they're going to try and kill everybody, but sketchy in the sense that nobody knows what it's for.
In closing, I think, again, I would like to reiterate, it is insane the kinds of things that people are willing to do for money. But if anything, that shows directly that we as a human race have a very big problem. Capitalism has us in a chokehold, and I am truly just here because I really, really want to see what can we do to break out of that. Because there are people lining up for $49 worth of WorldCoin, which in Kenyan shillings, like Nikki mentioned, is just over 6,900 Kenyan shillings. In rands, for those of you on this side of the world, that's just over 900 rands or malut. That's a large amount of number for anybody to be given for free. Like, it's insane. So, of course, you know, as WorldCoin, that there are going to be people who do this thing without understanding what it is, because you promise them free money, because there's so many people who really don't have even that $49. So if you're going to give it to them for free, they will jump on it and take it. Now, those of us who've been in this for long enough, you will get a bit iffy and your antenna will go up and say, why? I'm not going to take that. Why are you giving it to me for free? I'll just go make it, because then when I've made it, I know that it's mine and nobody can ever take that away from me. So I'm not happy with it. I'm very, very happy with the Kenyan government for putting their foot down and saying our people's needs and our people's data need to be protected above all else. It's unfortunate that there are some people who are able to get that $49 and some who were not, but it was for a good cause, I hope. I'm just going to leave that one there and say we need to do better as a human race. And of course, just a reminder, none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. So until next time, remember, to be relentless in your mission to be bankless.